Welcome back to Talking Sense. Today we have a special guest. We have Adam Trinkle. He is the Executive Director of Downtown Evansville Economic Improvement District. I would like you to introduce yourself and tell us in your own words, like, what your role is.
Yeah, well, first and foremost, it's a privilege to be here. Thank you. Heritage is a great partner with us, and we'll talk more about that, I'm sure, throughout this podcast. But Downtown Evansville, as an organization, our mission is to build a more active and inclusive Downtown Evansville. And so when we think of Downtown Evansville, a lot of times we think of it as this place, but really at our core, we're a neighborhood. So we have hundreds of residents who live downtown, thousands of people who work downtown every day, and almost 1 million visitors annually. So our job as our organization is to really set the stage for an active and a vibrant downtown. So excited to tell you more about that.
Yeah, 1 million visitors a year. That's awesome. That's a lot.
Yeah, we utilize a location analytics program called Placer AI. So it's all through our cell phones, and we can track the number of people that come. And it's really valuable for a lot of reasons. But one of the main reasons for us is we use it to look at analytics for events. So we get ideas of how many people come to our events. Then we can share that with our property owners, our sponsors. It also helps us target some efforts around maybe business recruitment or marketing. So really excited to continue to explore that. It's such a vast platform that it's like always learning more about it.
That's really neat. It reminds me of digital billboards and billboards. I know they can give you analytics of how many people view those. And I've always wondered, how do they know? But it is its cell phones that like go by the billboards.
Yes.
So it's similar to them.
Correct. And it's all anonymized data. So nobody needs to worry. They don't have your, you know, any sensitive information. Yeah. It's all a very complex process, but it's very cool to see it.
Yeah. Well, we're very excited to have you here today. So thank you so much for coming. And like you said, Heritage is a sponsor of several events, actually a couple events that we do, one being the sidewalk sale and then Small Business Saturday.
Yeah, we're very excited. It's our first event of the year. It's Saturday, May 10th from, I think, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. And it's branded as Evansville's longest street sale. So we have to date over 140 vendors coming to this event. So it's going to be our largest one yet. So we really are very much appreciative of Heritage sponsorship.
Wow, I love that. Yeah, that's amazing.
So what is Downtown Evansville's area of focus?
Yeah, so when you look at our organization as a whole, we have three key areas of focus. We do clean, safe, and beautification. So we really set the stage for when we have visitors come in town, or just residents who live downtown. Downtown is clean and it's picked up. And that's thanks to the efforts of our crew. Last year alone, we picked up over 4,500 bags of litter within our downtown district. We plant flowers, we water plants, water flowers, a lot of litter abatement. Earlier this year, we did a lot of snow removal. So again, just really trying to set the stage so that when people come downtown, downtown looks clean, it looks inviting, it looks pretty, and great things happen.
I think you guys are doing an excellent job of that. I know when we go down there and walk, it always feels so clean and nice, and we never see litter or anything.
Well, that's great. And if there is, our team addresses it pretty quickly.
Yeah. But,
we have a clean and safe manager on our team. We have a small staff, but we have four people on our team, Joshua, and he does a great job. And then we also have a partnership with Keep Evansville Beautiful, where we contract them to help us with litter abatement. So if you see, you'll see our logo down there, individuals wearing shirts. They're paid by our organization, by our property owners, to help do all those efforts. And then the other things that we do that I think we're more broadly known on, public facing, are events and marketing. So You mentioned the sidewalk sale presented by Heritage. Events for us are economic drivers. So how do we get more people to come to downtown, right? So they come to downtown, maybe that change perceptions that have been developed over time that there's nothing to do, or there's not safe, or there's no parking, all the things that are not true, but you know, until you get people down in that space, you can't really change perceptions. And then events are also so key for us because they help to drive our local economy, drive spending in our businesses. So we're planning 9 events for this year. Our biggest event of the year is the fireworks show on the riverfront. But all of our events are really at our core. How do we welcome people to our downtown? And just great opportunities to engage with the community. And then our marketing's a big piece too. We try to help tell the continued story of the evolution of downtown. A lot of changes have taken place. I've been with the organization since 2018. So just a lot of opportunities and growth. We had last year alone, 20 new businesses that opened or expanded in downtown Evansville. Wow. So just telling that continued story of the growth and evolution of downtown. And then the final piece is, we've termed it as economic development, but really, how do we drive economic growth downtown? So that can look different things to different people. One of the things we did last year was we launched an e-gift card program where consumers can purchase an e-gift card and they can spend it at 20 plus businesses. We provide data like Placer data to real estate brokers and investors, really just trying to drive investment in our downtown core.
Yeah, that's wonderful. So for our listeners and for those of you who don't know, can you explain what economic growth is?
Sure. I mean, it's a couple different things, but I think of it from the terms of like consumer spending. How are we driving consumer spending? We talk a lot about an organization, the importance of small business and small business growth. You know, when you spend at a small business, those dollars stay locally. Mm-hmm. Small businesses, they pay taxes that fund infrastructure. They fund essential services like police and fire, and they fund our neighbors, right? You go into a small business and you're having a really specialized, customized experience. You're interacting with your neighbor, somebody that's employing other people in the community. So we try to really drive on that message of the importance of shopping small. That's part of the economic growth. But also economic growth to me can mean like when we get new housing projects come in, like just last month, Market Street Apartments opened 50 some odd units of housing in downtown Evansville. So we know that more residents drives more other further growth in our downtown.
Would you say it's mainly measured in spending?
That's a lot of it. Consumer spending. Yeah, you can look at the analytics. Like there's different platforms out there. I know one of our partners is Explore Evansville, the Convention and Visitors Bureau, and they have some economic data that can show like when an event or a sporting conference takes place at the Ford Center, they can show and see how much impact that was. And that's estimated by people who come to the conference and they buy tickets, but then they're also hotel nights and they're factoring in purchases at restaurants and shopping and whatnot.
Speaking of all the events and stuff going on, where do people find out about the events? Do you guys have a website?
Yeah, we have a website, and that probably the most traffic on our website is our event calendar. So last year alone, there were over 1,000 events downtown. Now you have to think that's from everywhere, like the sold out concerts at the Ford Center to the Philharmonic to karaoke trivia nights at like our restaurants and our shops. So we really talk about at our core, we're like this hub downtown, the regional hub where everybody comes for these things. And it really is true. But our website is a great resource. Anything that's happening in our downtown districts on our website event calendar.
Yeah. And you guys do a good job posting them on social media too.
Yeah, we try to every Monday. The other member, I mentioned Joshua from our team, but I just want to also mention Allie. She's been with us for 6 years. She does a great job with our social media. Mm-hmm. And every week we put out like a weekly events graphic. Mm-hmm. And we try to be very comprehensive and catch everything that's going on. But again, that's everything from like a craft night at a shop to maybe a sold out concert at the Ford Center. And it's pretty impressive week to week. Some days it's like up to like four different panels of information.
Yeah.
Spanning from Thursday to Sunday.
It is. I have referenced those pictures so many times on social media. I'm like, we need something to do. What's going on downtown? And I always look at those pictures.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, it's working.
Well, good. That's good to hear.
It's great.
Well, for me, I've been in Evansville working in Evansville for 16 years, went to USI prior to that. But to me, there is always something to do. I think you just have to be intentional and kind of seek out those resources. But we try to tell the story downtown. I know there's other partners like Explore Evansville that kind of more broadly on the city is for everyone. But there's a lot of amenities downtown that too that are free, you know, the selfie alley. Mm-hmm. We have a game room alley project that we funded back in 2019. The skate park's really cool. I'm not getting on a skateboard personally, but I see a lot of people that really enjoy it. So.
Yeah. So you've told us about the 9 events that you guys have coming up this year. I know it's going to be hard to pick, but do you have a favorite?
For me, an event we do every year on the first Saturday in December, it's called a Downtown Christmas. That's my favorite event each year. We kind of retooled the event back in 2019, and we wanted to make it an experience where all families, all people could come, and they could just have this really magical experience. You know, especially I think back as a kid, you know, I'm pushing 40 now, but as a kid, you have those core memories of family and friends and getting together at the holidays, and we try to recreate that experience. So we activate about 5 blocks of Main Street and have just a ton of free activities, and they're all free for kids. So we have trackless trains, Santa and Mrs. Claus, a live reindeer, a giant Santa's workshop station. So it's just a really magical day. One of the things that I enjoy most about our job is we talk about how we're in the memory making business. So we hope that kids will come to this event each year and they'll make core memories, whether it's with a grandparent or an aunt, an uncle, a guardian, or a parent, that they'll have 30 years from now and say, hey, you know, I went downtown and had this really cool experience. Maybe they won't remember it, every detail of it, right? But they'll remember that magical time that they had together. So that's by far and large my favorite event, a Downtown Christmas. So save the date. It's Saturday. It's that first just Saturday in December this year.
Okay, wonderful.
Can we talk about the Christmas tree?
We can. So the Christmas tree, it's unique. We fund holiday decor downtown.
Okay.
And we've done that since our formation in 2018. So we started at the archway with our iconic 12-foot nutcrackers. And we just repainted them last year because after, you know, what was that, 6 years, the elements and the weather, they needed a refresh. So we do the archway decor, and then we do some large things primarily along Main Street. We have a 12-foot snowflake, a 10-foot lighted Christmas tree, and then we have some banners. And then the city tree, though, I don't know if you're referring to that.
That was.
One. That's the city of Evansville. Okay. So that's
not your tree.
Not our tree.
He's not claiming the tree.
They're great partners. And in retrospect, that you just have to laugh about that looking back, though, because I was there that day. I guess it was 2023, the lighting. And we posted the picture, and then, got a lot of feedback and engagement. And they have a great new tree as well. So
They do.
Yeah. We love the tree. People come downtown to take pictures with it. It's all kind of part of that storytelling, memory making. Absolutely.
Yeah. There's so many good restaurants and bars and everything downtown. I love Second Language. I love High Score Saloon. Can you share a little bit about the food and beverage options downtown?
Yeah, it really is pretty extensive. When you're immersed in it day to day, you kind of maybe don't always appreciate it. But we put together a one pager primarily for our hotel guests that come into town. So maybe they're staying at Bally's or Doubletree or the Hyatt Place, and they're in their hotel room that night, but they're trying to figure out where to go. So we really have a very vast array, I guess is what I'm trying to get at, because we list out all the different options. And you mentioned some of my favorites. It's hard for me as a downtown representative to like pinpoint one, because I just try to frequent them all.
That's
but
fair.
We really do have a nice variety everywhere, from like Hibachi Azuki to Lick's Deli and Ice Cream, which is just a longstanding local favorite.
Yeah. So we've talked about food. I love Second Language too. I think that would probably have to be my favorite, but there are so many good options. So Heritage sponsors a small business Saturday. We feel like that fits well with us since we do small business loans. You know, we've got our business bankers here. What are some other small businesses downtown? Can you let us know like what's all down there in case somebody wants to go shop?
Sure. So we can start from the shopping perspective. We have a core group, but they do a great job, and the dynamics of small businesses have changed so much, especially shopping retail, right, with the advent of online and mm-hmm. the COVID pandemic really accelerated some things that I think were happening, but they may have happened at a quicker pace. And I will say, not to reference COVID too much, but like our businesses did a great job of adapting during that time, doing like private shopping sessions, curbside pickup. I think back to that, it was only 5 years ago, but they really did pivot at a time when they just had to. And, you know, the small business shop margins are a lot smaller than, of course, your big box retailers too. But we have, I guess, to get back to your question though, exactly, we have great places like River City Coffee and Goods. They've been downtown for 9 years. So it's a coffee shop, but it's also really special and unique because they sell Evansville apparel. And it really kind of celebrates and embraces our roots of the River City, hence their name. So that's a great shop. Emerald Design is a wonderful custom floral shop. You can go in there and get arrangements, or you can order them ahead for a special event. It's always a great place to get your Mother's Day flowers during the sidewalk sale.
Yeah, there you go. Nice plug.
610 is a great shop too. Actually, one of our Evansville City Council members, Mary Allen, is the proprietor of that. And great local products, but also a lot of the big message is sustainability. So I like to go there to get like hand soap, for example.
Yeah.
And you can refill it. They have a refillery, so you can just take your container and get it refilled. You know, you feel like you're doing some good there.
Yes.
We have a great local bookstore, Your Brother's Bookstore on Main Street, a great place to just go in there intentionally and look for a book that you may want, or just kind of peruse the shelves and find something that's a good read. Posh on Main just celebrated their 6th anniversary. It's a really nice women's boutique, a lot of clothing items, but they have a really kind of array of maker products too, similar to what River City does. River City's really done a good job of like creating a space for local makers to be able to come and sell their goods. Mimo is also another shop that's owned by the same individual that owns River City, Heather Vaught, who's also a board member of ours. Really cool stationery shop. So you can, maybe you need a card to send somebody like for the upcoming graduation, or, you know, it's a Mother's Day card, Father's Day card, go in there and find some really cool shops. They have just really cool, colorful products and merchandise. So inevitably, I'm going to leave somebody out, but those are a few. You know, we also have, when you think about downtown retail, maybe people think of the newer stuff, but we have places like Goldman's Pawn Shop, who have been around for decades in downtown on 4th Street. One of the best places to buy some jewelry or get a customized, really special, unique gift for somebody. So those are just a highlight of some of our shops.
Yeah.
And then I love all of our restaurants. We have a lot of great restaurants. You mentioned Second Language, Pangea Pizzeria. Samuel's is one of my favorite places on 4th Street.
Yes.
Amazing smash burgers, good drinks, salads. You can't go wrong there. People Bar and Grill, even before I worked in downtown Evansville, People was a staple for me.
Yeah.
They're just great. You know, it's just a great place to go in and relax. And great food, too.
Yeah. I would say if you're a local and you're at People, like that's like where the locals hang out.
Yes. Yeah.
For sure.
Absolutely. I have so many memories of just getting together with friends there. And then other places too, like the Daily Grind is a really great lunch option. They have amazing club sandwiches. I mentioned Licks before, you know, Zuki. Parlor Donuts originated in downtown and then they migrated to the east side. And then now they occupy a really dynamic space that they brought back to life at 2nd and Main Street. So a lot of great options downtown.
Love it. So earlier you mentioned like there's some like common misconceptions about downtown. What is something that if you could tell the people one thing about downtown, what's something that you would tell them?
I would just tell them there's so much to do and see. And we hear a lot that people don't know where to park. And I think it's just changing that perception over time, right? You're not going to maybe physically park right in front of the place that you need to go, but you can park right around the corner. And if you looked on a map, you probably walked less around the corner than you did shopping at Target the day before, going up and down all the aisles. So It's constantly telling that story, right? And I think in traveling to other large cities within the last year, I've been to Seattle and the year before Boston, amazing, huge cities. And parking is just always going to be a conversation piece around downtowns. But the fact of the matter is there's been studies done. There's thousands of parking spaces, most of which are free in downtown. And so there's plenty of parking, but we do get that a lot. And one of the things, too, I mentioned earlier, I don't think we hear as much of it lately, but sometimes there's perceptions about safety downtown. Our organization is primarily funded by the property owners. And one thing that we do is law enforcement patrols. And so downtown is safe. If you were to look on a crime map, there's not common criminal activity downtown. Right. But we do fund law enforcement patrols throughout the year where our crew is on foot. So maybe you're traveling to the Ford Center for a concert or you're just downtown for dinner one night. It's likely that you'll see one of our officers that our organization funds patrolling by foot. And we just know that there's research there that people feel more comfortable even having seen the presence of an officer.
Yeah, I know Sierra and I have talked that neither one of us have ever felt unsafe downtown any time of the day. Like we've always felt safe walking the streets. So you guys have done a good job.
Well, thank you. It's a lot of great partners. Evansville Police Department, we work very closely with the city. We're not a city entity, but we have great working relationships with the city.
Why is a vibrant downtown important to the community of Evansville and the greater Evansville community?
Yeah, well, I think it sets the stage for the whole region, right? You need like this regional hub where this commerce and activity place take place. Like I said, thousands of jobs are downtown. So people come to work every day and it really is this hub of activity. And it's vital. If you don't have a strong core, you're not going to see growth and activation in other parts of your community, right?
So yeah.
That's what's really important. You know, we're always excited about growth in other areas of our community, but we know that downtown will and always needs to be like the center of our region and the pillar, I guess you should say.
Yeah, I love that. And how does downtown Evansville work with Ease for Everyone and Evansville Regional Economic Partnership?
Yeah, so those are two great partners. We actually work closely with Evansville Regional Economic Partnership, EREP. We lease office space through them and we're great partners. So if you think about it, EREP is more on like a 4-county area of focus, Warwick, Vandenberg, Posey, Gibson, and then we're strictly within this very defined district of downtown. And so we work with them on a lot of shared initiatives, just trying to grow the talent pipeline, helping to tell the story of all that's going on downtown. Ease for Everyone is a great partner with that. They help to elevate our message and everything that we're doing, and they do it on a broader because they're doing the whole city and the whole region. So great partnerships. Like I said, we share space with them. So we're having daily conversations and interactions and sharing ideas and just really great partners.
Are there any new initiatives coming to downtown Evansville that you can share with us?
Yeah. So it's been in the news, but we're working through the process to establish a designated outdoor refreshment area, also known as Adora. And so there are 30 plus doors throughout the state. And so we are really excited to, we just don't have an exact date of when it'll launch, but it's at the state level now with the Indiana Alcohol and Tobacco Commission reviewing our application. And so really at the core of what Adora does, it allows individuals to purchase a beverage inside a restaurant or bar and take that beverage out onto the street, out into the area, the door area. And why is that important? Well, you think of it from the, maybe just an example of somebody's enjoying a beverage at the peephole, but they're heading up to a concert at the Ford Center or Victory Theater. They can take that beverage with them. They can walk up the street. They can even walk into a shop that allows the door of beverages inside. Maybe they make a purchase, but it really just helps to activate and encourage people to explore and enjoy downtown. It also makes events easier to host. So you think of some examples of like maybe bars or restaurants downtown that host like a marquee event each year. Whereas before the door goes into a place, they were required to put up perimeter fencing and you had to stay within that physical area. Well, it doesn't encourage people to move around. It doesn't encourage exploring. And it really kind of creates this closed off physical barrier. So we're really excited about the door. We've worked on it for months now. We got an ordinance through city council approved. It was unanimous approval. So we work with a lot of great partners, and you guys know this too through your work, that nothing really happens in silos. It all happens through partnerships and collaboration. Last year alone, we opened a new dog park downtown. We had $40,000 raised from community sponsors. The city was a great partner. The Evansville Water and Sewer Utility owned the land. So that's what I've learned probably the most in my 16 years in Evansville. Their collaboration is there. People want to work together, and that's how you get things done. So we're working through that with the door now. We'll have to have perimeter signage put up. We've got 100,000 cups that were actually donated by Berry Global. So we're really excited about this partnership. And then, of course, that cup, I guess I should say this too, it has to, when you carry it outside of a restaurant or a bar, it has to be in that branded Dora cup. So you'll be hearing more about it, but we're working to implement that soon.
I love this because it's like when you go to a coffee shop and you get an iced coffee and then you walk around the shops with it.
Yeah.
It just feels comfortable to have a drink in your hand.
Yes.
So it's similar.
Yes. We've talked to Fort Wayne. We talked to the largest store in Dayton, Ohio. They have all unequivocally said we would absolutely do it again without hesitation. It drives consumer spending. It gets more people to your downtown and it just creates a more lively and welcome atmosphere.
Yeah. I love that. I'm excited for it.
Hopefully some point in May. We just don't have an exact...
Oh, that's sooner than I thought.
Yeah.
We're
keeping our fingers crossed, hopefully.
So. We'll be here by summer then, maybe.
Yes, that's the goal.
So can you tell me about your process of how you kind of decide what new initiatives or events you're going to bring to Evansville?
Sure. So we're a part of the International Downtown Association. And it's really, when you look at it, it's like the global placemaking agency. So as members of IDA, we have access and resources to connections through downtowns all over the country. And so there's like message boards where you can share ideas. So I guess to answer your question, we utilize resources like IDA. We really look at best practices across the country, like what are initiatives that are working well in other downtowns. But then we also are trying to be very deliberate about engaging with our stakeholders. So we just recently did a stakeholder survey where we surveyed our property owners, and we surveyed some key partners like our city officials, EREP, and et cetera. And so we haven't gotten that feedback yet, but you know, it's being reviewed now by our partner that we're working with. And then we're really going to take that as a whole and say, okay, these are what our stakeholders said were like priorities for them. And that'll help us kind of chart the course for the next couple of years too.
That's interesting. That's cool. Yeah. Using resources, see what's worked, what's flopped.
Yeah, absolutely. And like I said, the great thing about downtowns are we're always willing to share ideas and best practices too. That's how we got some ideas for some of our events. That was how we knew about the success of the Dora, the e-gift card program. And then we've had downtowns that have reached out to us about things too that we've shared. So everybody works in collaboration and it works really well.
Yeah, I love that. Is the reconstruction of the Evansville River through you guys?
So that's more through EREP.
Okay.
And since it is a 50-mile project spanning from Newburgh all the way to Mount Vernon, we're involved in the downtown piece, but it really is more EREP received ready dollars to help initiate that. It really is a transformational thing. We're thrilled about it and so excited about all the potential that it'll bring for downtown, but it really more aligns with EREP. They have a dedicated staff member, Ashley Diekman, who does a great job. She's been in that job for a few months now. to really kind of lead that process.
Okay. I was thinking it was EREP, but will downtown Evansville, will they do anything to get prepared for like the transformation of the riverfront or anything? Will it affect it other than like bringing in more people, obviously?
Yeah, that's part of the great partnership that we have with EREP. Kind of mm-hmm. those conversations are ongoing, right?
Yeah.
And like we all know, or there's a lot of conversations about slowing down the traffic on Riverside Drive and maybe condensing the lanes and some things that are required change, but really allow people to better connect with the river. For so long, we kind of moved away from the river. And now how do we embrace the river in a really intentional way? So we're excited to be a part of those conversations again, that really mainly EREP is leading, but we know it's going to be transformational for our downtown.
Yeah, I love that.
So Adam, it has been wonderful talking to you today. Is there anything that we didn't ask or anything you want to touch on?
I don't think so. We encourage people to come downtown. Maybe it's been maybe a few months or a few years, but come check out all that we have to offer. Just really explore it and enjoy.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming, and until next time.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having me.
This podcast is for general informational purposes only. The views and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the speakers and do not necessarily reflect the views or positions of Heritage Federal Credit Union.